I truly believe that manifestation is an inside job. Yeah, right now, you might be looking outside of yourself for answers on how to move forward with your life, how to progress with your goals. I have a question for you. Do you admire those women who seem to just go out there, claim and get what they want in life? Like they have a goal. They get themselves out there and they make it happen. You possess those qualities too. You have that ability too. You deserve to be manifesting your dreams and thriving in 2024 and beyond. My girl, it is time to rise up and claim the blessings that the universe has in store for you. My 4-day workshop series, Freedom to Rise, is back. And is happening on the 20th of November for 4 days. It is free to sign up. The link is in the show notes. Get ready in this experience to learn how to become your own wisest healer with the toolkit you need to get to the next level. Get ready to understand manifestation on a deeper level beyond the contradictory, confusing surface level information that you might have found out there already. Get ready to unlock your manifesting superpower that you already have within you that can help you manifest anything you want in any area of your life. I'm not kidding. And ultimately, if you're ready to commit to this process, get ready to receive healing and freedom that you might never have thought was possible for you. Manifesting your dream life lies on the other side of your healing journey. So I'd love to invite you to this free experience. You can sign up now. It's happening from Monday, the 20th of November, through to Thursday, the 23rd of November. All replays will be available, so do not worry if you can't make it live. Sign up, you'll get the replay. Wherever you are in the world, we have women from all over tuning in. And I will also say my paying clients come to this free workshop series because that's how fucking good it is. This is free coaching, healing, mentorship surrounding your mindset and manifestation journey. So wherever you're at with that, whether you're a complete beginner or a seasoned pro, you are going to get some reflection, clarity, and guidance from this week that we'll spend together. I look forward to seeing you there. And if you sign up, make sure you DM me on Instagram so I can celebrate you and make sure you have the best experience this week. I'll see you soon.
Hello, loves. Welcome back to the Put Yourself First podcast. I am noticing now that the lighting is starting to shift in the afternoon, and like we are fully in winter mode here in the UK. These are the first podcasts I've recorded since the clocks went back. And even like if you watch the video, the level of shadow already, and it's 3 p.m. Anyway, I'm in that phase still where I'm enjoying it. Talk to me in 2 weeks and I'll be like, oh, I want summer back. Even though it's weird because I love winter for like the dates in winter. It's my birthday in January, it's my anniversary. I love the new year. I fucking love this time of year. I was talking about that a couple of podcasts ago. Like, I come alive at this time of year in terms of how I serve my clients, the free workshop series I'm doing, Freedom to Rise, the incredible Next Level You launch that we'll have in December. Like, then it's obviously Christmas and like so much fun with family. Then it'll be my birthday in January. It's my 30th birthday. So that feels like a huge portal that I'm entering. And at the same time, I will end up missing the warmth and the sun. So, hey ho, swings and roundabouts. We embrace the seasons as they come and we make the most of them. Today, I have wanted to do this episode for a long time. It's something that I have worked really hard on over the past couple of years. And it's something that a lot of clients ask me. And when we begin our work together, a big goal that they'll have is feeling like manifestation and momentum and progress feels like second nature to them. It feels like the normal thing that is just happening. They're always on top of it. They're always doing the work, but, you know, they're not like, it's kind of like it would be happening either way. Even if they have an off day, even if they have a rest day, even if they have a week off, even if they don't take any action some days, it's still ticking along in the background. They're still seeing progress. They're still seeing that momentum. And if right now you're finding that if you stop doing manifestation, if you stop using your practices, if you fall off the wagon, so to speak, that you feel like your progress is halting, you feel like you're going back to square one, you're self-sabotaging, it's very all or nothing with your goals, your habits, your mindset work, your spirituality, your manifestation, this episode is for you. Because I am now in a place where I honestly just live my life and amazing shit happens. Like, I live my life. I love all the things. Like, I make my vision board. I do my journaling. I use my own visualizations and tools and techniques that I use with my clients. I do EFT. I do all these things. Of course I do. And at the same time, even if I didn't do those things for a whole month, amazing shit would still be happening. Like, I would still be making progress with my goals. I would still be in a really good headspace. XYZ, you know? So I guess what I'm saying is that you can get to a place where you don't feel reliant on certain things in order to feel like you are making progress with your goals and you are manifesting. And to me, that is what manifestation as second nature means. It's like you can go on holiday for 2 weeks for Christmas and New Year, or you can have an off week where you're on your period or you're under the weather or you're going through something really shit and still be manifesting success, still be making progress, still be moving forward. That to me is manifestation as second nature. And so let's talk about it, because I've got some really key things that I want you to focus on. I focus on with clients, and I, over the years, have done myself, that I think is integral to that process happening. The first thing I want to say is I want to debunk a really common myth so that you can begin to see manifestation in a different way. Because this analogy will change how you think of it. It will change how you think of it from this thing, this external concept that you do, to that second nature internal process that is happening almost on autopilot. So many people think of manifestation as a tool or as an action. And I want to ask you a question, and the question is, if I wanted to get fit, if I wanted to feel fitter, feel stronger, feel healthier, what would you recommend I do? And depending on your perspective on fitness, the answer to that question will be different, because one person is listening to this podcast and they are an avid yogi and they love yoga. Another person is listening and they're thinking, you need to lift weights, that's the best way. Another person is listening and is thinking, oh, well, when I wanted to get fit, all I did was focused on getting more steps in and trying to hit a target of 10K steps a day. And the list can go on. You know, Pilates, HIIT workouts, whatever your thing is, whatever you know has helped you get fit or has maybe helped someone you know get fit. And so does that mean that there's one person listening to this podcast who has the right answer to that question, and that everyone else is wrong, and that it is actually just Pilates that you need to do to get fit? No. Everyone has their own unique method that has worked for them, and there's not just one way to do it. Because what the reality is of fitness is finding a way of getting fit, of maintaining fitness, of increasing your fitness that works for you, that you enjoy, that you can stick to, that you find pleasurable, that you look forward to, that becomes a habit for you, that is easy for you to fit into your routine. All these tips we hear on fitness, right? And so that just shows us how the tool is different from the lifestyle and the external concept. Fitness is not Pilates, because someone is fit who doesn't do Pilates, who has, you know, who has no idea how to do Pilates, but they are a friggin' Olympic lifting like expert. That person is still fit in their own way with their own tool. They have a different tool. And so what we find with manifestation is people think that the tool is the concept, that manifestation is writing things down as if they've already happened, that manifestation is making a vision board, that manifestation is using affirmations. All these things are just tools in a potential toolkit that you can have that is going to support you with the lifestyle shift that is manifestation, the lifestyle concept that is manifestation. Manifestation isn't an isolated thing, isn't a tool. It's always there. You are always manifesting. It's this wider concept. And so that means that you get to make of it what works for you. You get to find what works for you, and you get to tap into manifestation 24/7, even when you're not meditating, even when you're not doing that journal practice that you saw on TikTok that that person said was the number one thing that you need to do in order to manifest. These are just tools in some people's toolkit, and you can take what resonates with you and leave the rest. And you can, you know, I think the tools are assistants in the same way that, like, can you get fit without doing 10K steps a day? Of course you can. But is increasing your step count, taking the stairs, going for an extra little walk on your lunch break, is that going to massively help you feel fitter and healthier? Of course it is. So take the tools, use the support, but don't think that you need to do this whole list of different things in order to manifest. Because the reality is, you are always manifesting. It is a way of life. It's a way of being. And if we continue on the fitness analogy, fitness is something that is at play with, especially when we consider like health and fitness, that is at play in every single decision you make in your life. Is someone being healthy if they go to the gym 3 times a week for an hour at a time and get sweaty, you know, doing this really heavy workout, but then smoking, overeating, you know, not moving for the rest of the day, not looking after their mental health, getting 4 hours of sleep a night, drinking caffeine for every single drink of the day? Like, health, we understand that health and fitness is not this isolated incident. It's a way of being. everything you do every single day contributes to your health. And manifestation is the same, like it's always happening. You're always doing things that put out to the universe a certain energy, and the universe is responding with an energy alignment, if you will. You're always vibrating at a certain frequency and therefore attracting in results on that same frequency. And we think of manifestation as this external concept, but it's actually a way of being, like I said, and a universal law. It is what it is. Like, to me, to say that you are either manifesting or not manifesting means that you are switching off this universal law. And to me, that's the same as saying, oh, I don't have a gravitational pull today. I'm not being gravity today. Like, I'm just going to float off into space and I'm not going to have my feet on the ground today. Or, oh, I can jump off this tree today and I won't fall to the ground. I'll just float. We would think that is crazy. Like, that's ridiculous, because gravity is what it is. It's a universal law. And there are so many universal laws, and I can do a whole podcast on them because I think I've never done that, and I feel like that would be super interesting. And the law of attraction, aka manifestation, is one of the universal laws. It is there whether you like it or not. Whether you're manifesting what you want or you're manifesting what you don't want, manifestation is still at play. And so those are two big myths with manifestation, that it's something you can, like, that it's a specific tool that you need to do it this certain way, that there's like a rule book somewhere, and also that it's something you can switch on or switch off depending on what you're doing or not doing. Those are two really important myths to debunk at the top of this episode before we even dive in to the how-to. So I hope that has shifted your perspective to really allow you to see manifestation in a different light. Now let's talk about how to make manifestation feel second nature and like something that is just happening on autopilot in the background. The first thing, and if you listen to the podcast every week, you'll be like, oh, here she goes again, talking about the root cause. Yes, I'm going to talk about it until every woman does the healing inner work, because she fucking deserves it. You deserve it. The first thing is healing at the root cause versus surface level, good vibes, manifestation, personal development work. And the reason I want to use my favorite example, my favorite analogy for this, because if you are finding that you might feel good and get some momentum going with manifestation, and then a few days later or a week later, something happens, something triggers you, something, you know, shit hits the fan in your life, or you come on your period, or whatever happens externally, and then you're like sucked right back, you feel like you're back to square one. What might be happening is you are doing work on the surface level, conscious, logical level, instead of healing the root causes underneath in your unconscious mind. And if you imagine that garden weed, a weed growing in a garden, and the gardener doesn't know how to get rid of weeds. Let's just say they're a really shit gardener and they don't know. They probably need firing. They are just mowing the lawn and they're thinking, that weed's gone. Great. Oh, the garden's so beautiful now. But the week after they come back,
and the weed has sprouted up again. And they're like, oh, like, I'm back to square one. I've still got this frigging weed in the garden. I need to mow the lawn again. That is what is happening when you are doing conscious, logical things to get this, like, shot, this short-term buzz of good vibes, of positive mindset, of feel-good motivation, whatever it might be, to propel you forward, to manifest, to take action, to achieve your goals. But you're basically mowing and cutting the leaves of that weed. And that root, if you've ever seen a weed killer advertised on TV, I know time and time again, when a weed killer is advertised, every single bottle will say, kills the root. Like, kills the weed right down to the root, doesn't come back. Because a good gardener understands that if you want to get rid of a weed, you need to either kill or pull out the root. Because without getting rid of the root cause of something, it's just going to come back. And so doing the deeper healing work to rewire your mindset towards where you want to be is crucial if you want to feel like manifestation is on autopilot. Because your unconscious mind is creating 95% of your reality. And when you are using your logical thinking mind to say, oh, I have this goal, I want to feel good today, I want to manifest, I want to have good vibes because that's what I have read that I need to do. Oh, I'm going to go ahead and do this journaling exercise or watch this motivational video or look at these resources on TikTok. Oh, and I've got this good vibe. Oh, and I'm like going to take this action. That is you cutting off the weed in your garden. But there's deeper roots here that include conditioning, beliefs, trauma, painful memories from your past, triggers that you have, personal experiences that are shaping your perspective on your goal. So they are causing these automated responses, like when you're triggered or when you want to self-sabotage or you procrastinate or you panic and go into freeze mode when you're in that interview because you have trauma around being judged. Like, there are deeper roots at play that are the real reason why you feel like this stop-start momentum with your goals. And until you do that work, you're going to stay in that cycle of like stop-start, all or nothing, gaining some momentum and taking a few steps back, one step forward, two steps back, and never feeling like you're truly on you, never feeling like you can rest. You know, that's where you are if you're relying on something external like a tool, because that tool is giving you that temporary feeling of, oh, I feel like I'm manifesting, I feel like I'm in a good vibe. But if you feel like you're in a good vibe for growing your business, let's say you're manifesting clients or you're manifesting a promotion or a certain amount of money or a salary or a specific, you know, holiday that you want to go on, that motivation, that good vibe energy that you get when you read that book, when you do that journaling, when you listen to that affirmations track, whatever it is, that is, it's like giving you that short-term hit of good vibes. It's moving you forward, but then you're being triggered by a deep fear of being seen, and that's causing you to go into a freeze response when you go into the interview, when you go live on Instagram, when you go to that client meeting, and that's causing you to like feel like you're fucking it up
and to never get that yes, to get the no, to get the rejection, because you're not actually putting your true self, your confident self forward, because you're going into that trigger. That's one example of that root cause healing that needs to happen in order for those results to start flowing on autopilot. And the beauty of that is you can reset your unconscious mind, like the beliefs you have, the way you view yourself, the way you view the world, your identity, even like healing and you know, it's not about getting rid of what's happened to you. It's not about forgetting it, but it's actually rewiring it and processing it in a way that allows you to integrate the lessons you're taking from it, the growth and the healing that you deserve to take from it, and how you want to move forward. All of that is resetting that automated process that's happening under the surface towards what you want rather than what you don't want. Because if right now what you don't want to do is stop, start, procrastinate, self-sabotage, self-doubt, fears cropping up, feeling triggered, all these things are there are root causes pointing towards those things that you don't want. And so we want to pull those out at the root and actually embed more empowering roots, embed like plant seeds that grow into what you do want, the response that you do want to have in those situations, the way you want to feel about yourself when you're faced with that situation that used to trigger you. So we get to do both. We get to get rid of what's not serving you, but also embed in what is going to serve you, so that your unconscious mind, which is 95% of your results, remember, it's created 95% of your reality, is working for you, not against you. And it's never working against you because it's just trying to keep you safe. I have a whole episode on this. I have a full series on this. So there's multiple episodes on it. But what you want, it's like it's on board with what you want. It feels safe. It feels doable. It feels like you can have it. When you have that down pat and you're working on that on a deeper level, the results flow. The results start coming in. The action can happen. You know, the procrastination lifts, like it goes away. The trigger is no longer a big deal. The emotional response that you have when you're going after that goal is so different because of that deeper healing. So that is the number one thing that I really want you to do. And your nervous system healing comes into that as well. So unconscious mind and nervous system, and I've done episodes on all of that. I've done episodes, tons of episodes this year on healing, trauma, nervous system, unconscious mind. So highly recommend you listen to those. And we're going to be talking about your mind and your nervous system as it relates to manifesting in on a much deeper level inside of Freedom to Rise, the free mindset and manifestation experience I'm running on the 20th of November. I think it's next Monday by the time you hear this episode. So make sure you're signed up for that. The second thing with that being said, so we've done the deeper unconscious mindset work. I also want you to be expanding your capacity to receive more. So just as we want to make way for what you want, like just as we want to remove the blocks that are getting in the way of what you want, I should say, we also want to make way for what you want. We want to create space for it. And your body, your nervous system, your energetic field has a certain capacity for, it's like, you know, everyone talks about your comfort zone. Get out of your comfort zone, get out of your comfort zone. What they mean by that is expand your comfort zone, because they mean like do something that scares you, because it pushes, it it strengthens and stretches your comfort zone in order to be able to do more, be more, have more, and feel normal in that. And you remember, anything you do day to day, for me, an example I use is driving a car. When I first sat in that driver's seat, I was pooping my pants, not literally, thankfully, but metaphorically, pooping my pants. I was terrified. And now when I get in the car, I love driving. I love driving. I don't always love other drivers, but I love driving. I find it fun. I find it relaxing. I love playing my music. And why is that? It's because driving is comfortable for me. But it didn't become comfortable by me not driving. It became comfortable by me safely expanding my capacity to drive and to feel safe driving. And it is exactly the same with whatever you want to achieve and whatever you want to manifest. Right now, your nervous system has a certain capacity for that thing. There is a certain ceiling that you have on what you feel safe receiving. And imagine a container, a glass that you would pour water in, a bucket, a big fishbowl, whatever you want to picture. And what we tend to do with manifesting is we just want to take, like, we want more, 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 more. So I want the bigger promotion. I want, I want to go from dating fuckboys to like manifesting my husband. I want to basically, someone wants to jump from one thing to way more. In doing that, they need to expand their capacity to receive it so that they feel safe receiving it. Because if you find yourself self-sabotaging, freaking the fuck out, not taking the action you know you need to take, or like even getting something and sabotaging it. Some people have this with, say, a relationship where they will be dating a really nice guy and they will push him away, or they will get a great job that pays really well and they will, you know, unconsciously sabotage it. And so often this can be because there's deeper roots there around, say, worthiness or belief around that, some trauma maybe, likely. But there's also your body and your nervous system's comfortability in holding that. And instead of just going, I want more in this container, also work on finding a bigger container, like making room for what you want. And the energy of receiving in your day-to-day life is so correlated with how much you can manifest. I truly believe this. Like, if, let's take, especially when it comes to like making it second nature. So let's take like cat now versus cat 5 years ago. When I look at my stress levels, my self-image, my like feminine energy work, my sexuality, my bank account. If I look at all the things in my life that I, all the areas of my life that I receive self-care. I receive money. I receive pleasure from my partner. I receive a hell of a lot from my partner. I receive support. I receive love, affection, like acts of service. In my business, I receive more clients. I receive more money. I truly believe that a woman's ability to receive in other areas of her life
says a lot about whether she allows herself to receive her manifestation or not, or whether she blocks it, pushes it away, holds it at arm's length, self-sabotages, the list goes on. And that's what I mean when I say expanding your capacity to receive more, because manifestation is the sweet spot in the middle of meeting the universe halfway with your actions, with your devotion, with your embodiment, with your practice, and dropping into that magical state of receiving it, allowing it in. And the root here, if you're like, oh my God, I need to do that more, I never ask for help, I am never looking after myself, I'm definitely not in my feminine energy, the root there is nervous system regulation. I believe that nervous system regulation is like the best kept secret for manifesting, because nervous system regulation is what is going to allow you to drop in, to feeling present, to be in your body, and to feel safe. Because if you're not present, if you're not in your body, and if you don't feel safe, you are not manifesting, or at least you are not manifesting to the level that you could be. And you're probably then sabotaging it because you're not maintaining it, because you're freaking out when you have it, because you don't feel safe having it. So regulating your nervous system. So if step one is like the mind and the body is involved in the healing work, of course, step two is the body and like the soul, if you will, because that energy of receiving, so many women are blocking. And so you can see how you want to feel like manifestation is second nature. You want to feel like, oh, the universe is just constantly sending me blessings and everything I desire is always flowing and always working out and always beautifully unfolding. But you won't even allow yourself to like lie for as long as you need to receive pleasure from your partner. You will block that by going, oh, I'm taking too long to come. Like, that's just one example. There's so many I could use, but that's the most obvious example, right? Can you see how you do one thing can relate to how you do everything else, and how the energy of receiving and feeling safe in relaxing and receiving and being looked after could be a real block for you? And how using nervous system regulation to allow yourself to feel more relaxed, to de-stress, to feel present, to be in your feminine energy is going to transform how you, not only like how you feel, but also how the world responds to you. And that's that magnetism. Because when you're in that receiving mode, again, it's remembering that you're always vibrating at a certain frequency. So if you're vibrating at the frequency of receiving, guess what? You're going to be attracting more of. You're going to attract more receiving more in other areas, receiving more in all areas. That's that magnetic feeling that you have when you're in that relaxed state, when your nervous system feels safe. So doing the deeper healing work, healing the root cause versus the surface level work, and then expanding your capacity to receive more. The third thing is doing, you know, especially when it comes to that toolkit, and just making, like, creating a devotional practice for yourself, doing it even when you feel good, right? Doing it consistently
not just when you're sad or desperate. This third thing is it's very practical, but it's honestly been a game changer for me, because so many people wait until they're at rock bottom, or they're crying, or they're triggered, or they're really struggling, or they're not moving forward, or they're not manifesting. They wait till they feel like shit to come back around to personal development, or their spiritual practice, or the nervous system regulation tools that they know they love, whatever it is. Do not wait till you're at rock bottom to start creating this devotional practice for yourself, where you are using those tools in your toolkit, your favorite tools, to support yourself in moving forward. If you focus towards what you are manifesting daily, in your daily habits, your daily actions, beliefs work, embodiment, which I'm going to talk about next, and not just when you feel down or when you have a bad day, that's how manifestation becomes part of who you are. Because if someone asked me now, what is the true day-to-day difference between how I feel about manifesting now versus even 2 years ago, 3 years ago, the answer is, it is who I am. Spiritual practice. Like, I wouldn't know how not to do that, because I love it. And in the same way that if someone is a runner, they like running is part of who they are. And a runner does not just run when their mate forced them to sign up for a half marathon and they think, oh shit, I better go for a run to like do this training plan. A runner like runs because it's who they are. They love it. And that's how genuinely how I feel about spirituality and personal development work. Like, it is part of who I am. And that means that I know no other way than to do, you know, use my toolkit that I've created over the years to assist me in my day-to-day life. And again, it's not about, oh, you have to do it every single day, because the beauty is, especially if you're doing the first 2 points, you can go a week, 2 weeks without journaling, without meditating, without doing these things. Just in the same way that if a runner goes on holiday for 2 weeks, or they go traveling and they don't pack their running shoes and they take 3 months off running, they come back, they start running again. Why? Because they are a runner. That is who they are. So there's no like being off and on the wagon with this. When it becomes something you do every day, like whether you quote unquote feel like it or not, it just becomes part of who you are. And it's not this tool that you crawl to when you're desperate. It reminds me of how people used to speak about religion growing up. And to me, like, at this point, my spiritual faith like is so strong, and is my, you know, it's like my version of a religion, I would say. Even though I don't subscribe to like a specific belief system, I have been, you know, I've learned from multiple sources, but people would say growing up, like, let's say about Christianity, and it would almost be like a joke where be like, oh, you only pray to God when you want something. You only pray to God when you're on your knees, like crying and begging for something to change. Be in like, and that's okay. It's not that you shouldn't do that, because that support is available to you. Like, absolutely. Meditation, journaling, like if you're having a bad day, please use these tools to support you. And also see it as a devotional daily practice, because it's there for you every single day, whether you feel sad or whether you're having a great day. And actually doing it when you're having a great day is going to mean that you're way more resilient and equipped for when you have the bad day anyway. And the bad days get less and less and less because you're doing it every day, even when you don't quote unquote need it. Like, at this point, I don't rely on these things. I don't rely on journaling. I don't rely on meditation in order to feel relaxed, in order to feel present, in order to feel like I'm manifesting my desires. I just love them and love being. I love the devotion I have to myself and to my spirituality. And it's part of who I am. And so my biggest tip there is, like, do it even when you don't need it. Don't wait till you're desperate and you really need it to start doing it. Do it all the time and let it become part of your habit, part of your routine, part of your identity. The fourth tip is embodiment. Embodiment, embodiment, embodiment. Embodiment simply means being in your body, being the living, breathing example of something. And embodiment with manifestation means being the version of you who already has it, becoming the version of you who already has it. Because if right now manifestation does feel hard, chances are it's because you think you're different to the person you're going to be when you have achieved that goal. But if you stepped into that version of you now and realize that you are stepping into her now and you're becoming her every single day, it's going to start to feel like second nature. Because you know those people in life who, like, always get what they want and they are naturally, like, attracting in these incredible opportunities without even trying. That's, to me, that's second nature, because it's like, of course that person is going to achieve that. Of course they're going to manifest that. So who is the version of you who you would look at and think, of course she has that promotion. Of course she's got that money in her bank account. Of course she's on that holiday. Of course she lives in that area. Of course she looks after her health in that way. Of course she's got that ring on her finger, whatever it is. Of course she has. Obviously. Who is that version of you? And how can you step into her in order to make manifesting your goal feel inevitable, feel normal, feel expected, not from an entitled, bratty place, from an embodied place of, like, I am a magnetic match for my desire. And I've said this before on the podcast so many times. Who are you being in order to be magnetic to your goal? If you want your dream job, how are you being the dream employee, the dream team member? If you want your dream partner, how are you being their dream partner? If you want that dream client to sign up, how are you being that client's dream product, dream service provider? How can you take action with that higher caliber for yourself, that higher standard, in a way that feels really fucking good, really good? You know, keeping in mind that nervous system again, like, it being in that receiving state. Because if you're out there having fun, focusing on being the best version of yourself, of course manifestation is going to become second nature, because you're going to be so magnetic to it. And I would say, in terms of how I focus my time, effort, energy, it is in this. Because a lot of the first couple steps, that was like a few years process of like deep, deep, deep healing work. But now, unless something pops up and I want to work on it, and you know, that can happen, or unless like a fresh trauma happens, like the grief I've experienced this year, that's an example of like, okay, stop, nervous system work, trauma work, healing work. But day to day, my effort, my energy goes into this. How am I showing up as the version of me I know I'm here to be? What action am I taking? How am I putting myself forward? What standard do I hold for myself? The list goes on. Embodiment is key for that set, like, of course she has the promotion, of course she got picked for the interview, of course she has that like dream person texting her back to say, oh my god, I'd love to see you again. Of course she has that, because it's her, right? And that's the energy I want you to be stepping into. The last thing I want to talk about here, the fifth and final thing to make manifestation feel second nature, is to define your own relationship with spirituality. And I feel like I could almost have covered this in that tip around doing it all the time, not just when you feel desperate for it. But I guess this goes like one step deeper to me and is way more down the woo, the woo track. My relationship with, I use both terms, God and the universe. To me, it's the same thing. When I cultivated a deeper relationship with the universe, when I surrendered to that, when I allowed, honestly, like when I allowed that, when I committed to that, when I like handed over my old self to that, manifestation became second nature, because it's not a one-time thing. It's a constant in my life. I am always connected. I am always in communication. I'm always seeing signs. I'm always talking to the universe and to God. When I'm journaling, I address the universe. I write to it. I send it a message. I, in conversation, will reference it, will say, you know, last night I was on a call with a client. She was asking me for an example of something. We were like brainstorming thing ideas in her business, that's one of her goals that she's focused on. And I used an example of something her clients might be struggling with. And because it was something like negative, and I used it like an I am statement, which obviously is like an affirmation, after I said it, went, by the way, like, canceling that universe, that's not, you know, I'm not saying that about myself. I will reference it. And this isn't to say you need to do this in order to make manifestation second nature. Like, you need to be praying, you need to be asking for signs and angel numbers and things. But I do feel that if you define your own version of that, whether it's in a weekly ritual that you like to do, or whether it's more like day to day, like me, when you define your own relationship with that, it goes deeper than just like, oh, I want this cool thing and I get to do this thing called manifestation and then I get it. And then all of a sudden I have this success, or like this interview, or this date, or whatever. When you allow it to go that, again, like that layer deeper on a spiritual level, it feels like it's so far beyond just me. It's just this thing that is happening regardless. And to feel that constant connection and like communication that's happening, and to see the synchronicities and to have that perspective, I guess it's like when people start to have a deeper understanding of even just how small we are in the universe and how vast the universe is. It's more of like that wider perspective of I'm the universe in human form. We are all made up of the same energy. This whole energy system is connected. Like, we are all connected to each other. We are all made up of the same energy. Energy is never created nor destroyed. It's just recycled. And again, that's when you can go down the rabbit hole of like your own spiritual beliefs around afterlife, around death, around spirits, whatever you believe in, right? Which is why I encourage you to define your own version of that, your own connection with that. And this goes for, you know, anyone can use manifestation, even if like any religion, like it's welcome for all. It's not just about, you know, people who don't assign themselves to a religion and say they're spiritual. Everyone can use this if they use it like in their own way with their own view of spirituality. And doing that has really helped me feel like it's a no-brainer. Because if I am made up of the same energy that Mother Earth and the stars and the planets are made of, if this energy source connects me to every single other person and being on this earth, and if when I die, my energy is not destroyed, it is recycled into something else, then like, why the fuck can I not have a magical life where I will always be exactly where I'm supposed to be? That is a new level of feeling supported, looked after, like everything is going to work out. And so I had to include that as the fifth, I guess, bonus tip, because that has taken it to a whole other stratosphere for me when it comes to feeling like, of course, manifestation is second nature. To the point where like I'm so in tune with the universe that I can be talking about something, I can be celebrating something, I can be in conversation with someone, and the manifestation comes through like so quickly that even now it sometimes still blows my mind how quickly things can happen. But I truly believe it's because of these steps that I've shared with you today, that it's going that layer deeper beyond the surface, so that your autopilot way of living, way of being, is, of course, I'm looked after. Of course, I receive blessings. Of course, I'm highly favored. Of course, I attract the prosperity that I desire. Of course, I meet the right people. Of course, I, in my human form, I'm fully, like, I have full permission to embrace the earthly desires that I have, the material objects that I want to receive. Of course I can have that. And it's that inevitability, that way of being, that allows you to feel like you can lean back and live your life and enjoy your life and still be manifesting like a fucking pro. Your next steps, if you're ready to start this work, next level you is the best place to go for this work, for manifestation specifically. That 10-week program, like what I don't include about manifestation in that program is not worth knowing. And it's like everything I know about manifestation. And that's a group program that's opening on Friday the 24th of November. And there's going to be an awesome early bird offer as well, I should say, as a heads up, because it is opening on Black Friday. So I thought it'd be rude not to. I think anyone opening their email on Friday, on Black Friday, is going to be expecting a little abundant offer. So I wanted to do something fun for that. That will be coming. And if you know you want to secure your spot anyway, and you know you want to do this work, you know you want to do Next Level You, you will not fucking regret it. It's the best group program ever. So many of my clients are like, this is literally the best money I've ever spent on myself. And you have lifetime access to every single update. If you know you want in, DM me on Instagram or email me. Links will be in the show notes, or you can email support@kathorrocks.com and just let me know, Kat, I'm really interested in joining Next Level You. I want to know what this Black Friday deal is, this early bird deal. Let me know, because I'd love to secure my place. And I will send you the details, including how you can get started and lock in your place before doors even open officially. So with all that said, thank you for listening. Go make manifestation second nature. And I truly hope I'm going to see you at Freedom to Rise. If you are resonating, enjoying, inspired by this podcast episode. So my love, I will see you then, and I'll see you on my next episode.